Welcome back to the show. Let's talk to Matt Brown. Very good morning to you, Matt.
Good morning.
Right, let's kick off with the headlines today. The US tax reforms passed, Catalan elections, and the Bank of England olive branch to the European banks. A line on each, please.
Starting off US tax reforms, well, big, beautiful tax cuts, as Mr. Trump would say.
Yep.
Big present for Christmas. Look, it's good for companies, really for individuals. There's been a small tweak on the individual tax rate, but it helps the rich, not the many. Catalan elections today, this is going to be key. Polls are showing the separatists and the nationalists are probably neck and neck. Without a clear leader, it just means we're going to see kind of a prolonged protraction on the Catalan elections. Not good for Spain, ultimately not good for Europe. Speaking of Europe, Bank of England, Mark Carney basically saying European banks can keep their passports and operate in the UK post-Brexit. Now, that's a positive.
We've
had Michael Barnier, the EU commissioner, or the EU Brexit minister, I should say, saying British banks will not be able to passport into Europe. I think Bank of England have stood up. They've been adult about this. Forget what politicians are doing. So, look, business needs to go on. This is a positive sign from the Bank of England and Mark Carney. Let's hope Europe can do the same. It does mean that London, as the financial capital of the world, could potentially still remain.
Funny old world. Okay, let's go to the leaderboard. IHG, hotels.
Intercontinental Hotels Group. Now, on the back of the tax reforms, they've come out with a statement today saying they should benefit from these, and they expect to reduce their tax bill by in the single digit numbers, but maybe medium to high. And that will obviously create a lot of cash that we could see in 2018. They're going to update the market in February, but this is a company that will benefit from the tax reforms. Again, companies will benefit from these, but will that actually help the economy? I mean, the cash will probably go into share buybacks, paying down debt, which obviously is good for companies. But does that mean they're going to employ more people? Does that mean they're going to expand? Not necessarily. So these tax reforms, albeit are great for the overall economy, you know, is it going to have that much of an impact? Who knows? But I think the stock markets have priced this in. The stock markets are always looking forward, you know, a year to 16, 18 months. Now, that's why we haven't seen a move in the markets. It's all been priced in.
Yeah.
Because they're looking ahead to the benefits for the likes of IHG. IHG have hardly moved on the back of this statement.
Understood. Let's go to the small caps. Stiles and Wood Group. What on earth do they do?
They are support services, business support services involved in commercial property and the like. They've had a bid for, they're a named company, a bid about 25% on the closing price of yesterday. It just goes to show, Stiles and Wood, it's a recommended cash offer. They basically said this is value for shareholders. We see macroeconomic events over the coming years as having an impact on the company.
Right.
It's good to tie up. If you get an offer, take it. And we'll probably see, again, consolidation in the business support services groups in 2018.
Very good. Let's move on to currencies. Groundhog Day, cable, 133.75 euro, Great British pound cross, 88.81.
I mean, the tax reform hasn't moved the dollar that much. And the pound, it's found a stable level. And against the euro as well. So not really much going on in the FX space. Dollar yen moved slightly, but really the FX market's pretty much shut now for Christmas.
Understood. Let's move on to broker upgrades, downgrades. We've got ASOS today, Royal Bank of Canada even. A new recommendation of outperform upside target, £74. Wowee.
Yeah, onwards
previous
and upwards.
£69.
Incredible. I mean, it's onwards and upwards for ASOS. It's just been market darling and performing well, but I think over the coming years they need to look at competition and how they can develop, and certainly looking internationally will help ASOS. But if you owned the stock a few years ago, you'd be having a very great Christmas.
Understood. Right, let's move on to the core number, 1.4 billion. What exactly is that?
1.4 billion, I'm trying to remember actually what it is. Yes, it's the amount that's going to be spent this Saturday in the UK in shops, retail. They've had a bad run up to Christmas because Christmas is falling pretty much on a weekend.
Yeah.
It's the last week. I think there's going to be a lot of mainly men, I suspect, running around the shops and expected to spend £1.4 billion this Saturday. So if you haven't done your shopping, good luck with that.
Okay, let's wrap up finally with the economic calendar. In terms of the US, the Q3 GDP. We've got the GDP number in the UK tomorrow, haven't we? Canada CPI, and finally the US core personal consumption expenditures. So quite a dull day if you're
quite a
trader.
Quite a dull day, but the Q3 GDP is a big number, and the bank, the Fed will look at the core personal consumption expenditure. I think it's expected to rise about 1.4% annualized basis. That is probably the only focus now in the market. The tax reform's done. Everyone's going to be doing their homework. Actually, what does this mean? And that's why the markets are pretty much flat and really not reacting to the big news.
Matt, thank you very much indeed.